Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Paul Hamilton. He has the facts to back up his opinions. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I'm like, why is Paul laughing at me? He's not. That was the intro. I get it. He might be laughing at me anyway. I'm not really sure over there. It is a Friday, Paul. Did you have a good Thanksgiving, buddy?
I did. How about you?
Had a great Thanksgiving. Yeah, no doubt about it. We got a lot of hockey these days in the Capaccio family. You know the way it is, man. Max just loves being on the ice. We love it. We got games and practices, and, you know, it's really cool, you know?
Yep, that's the life I live since I was 7 years old.
Yeah, I know. I can imagine. I can definitely imagine from you. And still making your life and you're living in it, which is really cool. We are very, very fortunate to do, you know, what we do for a living. All right.
Absolutely.
So, hey, listen, if Sean McDermott calls here shortly, I'm going to have to bump you, as you know.
I'll be ready.
Yep, you got it. I just want to check in on the game against Philly and the game tonight. I was upset at the challenge. I didn't think they should have done it. What did you think? And how much do you think it mattered in the game? And what do you think about Lindy's explanation?
I think it was goaltender interference, but I'm with you 100%. It wasn't worth it at the time. You're risking because you don't know what the league's going to do. And as Lindy Ruff said afterwards, you don't know unless you try, and you don't know. It's you know, this was more goaltender interference than I thought Zach Benson's was at home, but that doesn't matter. You are risking putting the Philadelphia Flyers on their third consecutive power play. That building, if people haven't been in it, that building is crazy when the Flyers get on a roll. And the building was nuts. The Flyers were going. And I just didn't think at that point of the game it was worth taking the chance of putting the Flyers on that third consecutive power play. And sure enough, 59 seconds, 3 goals, and now you're down 3-1, and that absolutely squarely is on Lindy Ruff.
And then, of course, the game just kind of got away from them a little bit as well. A couple other penalties they shouldn't have taken. They could not get things really going on the defensive end. And how about Ellis and Nett? Did you feel that he played his best game?
Yeah, Ellis, the one power play goal was a tip. I mean, I thought he was interfered with, and he was screened on the one goal. He didn't have much help. The Sabres did not play well. And the other thing that really, I think, helped the Sabres lose the hockey game, that first power play, which gave them a 1-0 lead, was great. They worked hard. They won battles. They got the puck to Zucker. They scored the goal. And they had 5 power plays after that. And Tage Thompson talked about that after the game. And he said, we were absolutely awful on all 5 power plays. He goes, there was the opportunity right there to get back into the hockey game. Because the Flyers kept taking penalties, and the Sabres didn't even make the Flyers sweat on those power plays. And I think that was a huge part of the game also.
What has Josh Norris's return meant to this lineup? Obviously, the first game he gets reinserted and has 3 points and 2 goals, and it just looks a little bit different. Not as much on the game against in the game against Philly, but what has he meant?
Well, he had another point on the power play there, so that gives him 4 points in the two games. It's hopefully for the Sabres, if you're, you know, it means something to Tage Thompson. Tage Thompson just is not good enough this season. He's not. I mean, he had that little streak there where he scored in 6 consecutive games and 7 out of 8. Since then, in the 5 games, he has no goals and 1 assist. Your best players have to be your best players, and Thompson and Tuck, quite frankly, have not been their best players this year. They have 4 defensemen who are just awful. The defense is supposed to be their strength. They were supposed to improve drastically their goals against. It's not really improved at all. They're right at the bottom of the league in goals against once again. And they have 4 defensemen in Bo Byram, Connor Timmins, Owen Power, and Michael Kesselring who haven't played anywhere close to their capabilities. It's turnover after turnover. It's just been awful. Now, Matthias Samuelsson has improved dramatically, and I think since Dahlin has been back from Sweden, he has been Rasmus Dahlin plus. But you can't have 4 defensemen who are playing as poorly as those 4 are and expect to be winning hockey games.
Paul, what's the injury situation right now? Who are we monitoring as far as tonight heading into Winnipeg and going forward?
I don't think you're getting anybody back here. Kesselring is not on the trip, but he is skating on his own. So maybe by the time this trip is over, or maybe at the tail end of it, they might fly him out there. And I'm just guessing. They didn't say that. But if he's skating on his own, that means at least he's moving forward. Danforth is not skating yet. I wonder if he had some sort of a surgery or something, because we really aren't hearing really much about him at all. Kulik is also not skating yet. So that seems like the closest may be Kesselring, but it's not imminent, and it doesn't sound like it's going to happen on this trip, maybe when they get back.
Last time these two teams played, the Sabres kind of got off to a very hot start just a few nights ago, less than a week ago, and then the Jets wound up with a closed-door players-only meeting after the game,
which produced a 3-2 shootout loss in Montreal. It's very weird that you play Winnipeg home and home.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of home and home. I mean, right. You had home on Monday. It's home and home for the week. The game for Philadelphia interrupted the home and home, and now you play in Winnipeg on Friday. And basically the Winnipeg Jets, they're goaltender.
Yeah.
I mean, with Hellebuck out with knee surgery. We know Eric Comrie. We know that doesn't go real well. Sometimes it did not go well. He gave up 3 goals in the first period on Monday and was pulled. He has, you know, played, 2-4-1 since Hellebuck's injury. So I don't. When we're talking about the Sabres goaltending situation, I don't know why Winnipeg wouldn't be interested in Lyon. He would be an upgrade. I do know. Comrie is huge friends with Hellebuck. Hellebuck likes him a lot. Probably be pretty upset if they switch the backup goalie. But the Jets have to try to stay close while Hellebuck is out. And I don't think Comrie is capable of keeping them close. And I think Alex Lyon would be a better option for them moving down the line, even when Hellebuck gets back as a backup goaltender.
You know, a few weeks ago, they signed their captain, Adam Lowry, to a 5-year contract extension. These things are happening now with these guys who are in their last year. Has there been anything at all on Alex Tuck or where you see this going?
No, it's the same thing. But Alex Tuck has severely underperformed also. Is this bothering him? I don't know. He's not saying it is. But, you know, I'm not inside Alex Tuck's brain. It looks like it's bothering him on the ice, but that's just he's not playing well. We don't know the situation of why he's not playing well, but he has not been one of the Sabres' better players, nor has Thompson. I mean, look at Zucker. Zucker was extremely ill. In the 7 games since coming back, he has 4 goals and 4 assists. Josh Doan is another one. In the last 11 games, he has 10 points. These are guys that are performing, but you can't have your star players disappearing for long periods of time. I thought maybe Thompson was back after scoring goals in 6 consecutive games. And he looked like he was trying to put the team on his back. And now, you know, Norris is back. This is the guy that you're supposed to be paired with and have a really good season with. And you've played 2 games with him, and I haven't been impressed. I mean, he has got to step it up, and you're not going to be anywhere but the bottom of the conference if Tage Thompson, Alex Tuck are not performing the way they should be, and you have four defensemen who are way below average right now.
Sabres at Jets tonight, 7 p.m., pregame at 6 right here on WGR. Paul, we got to let you go. We got Sean McDermott coming up right now. Thank you very much for this today.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. That is Paul Hamilton, and he is always brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. We got Sean McDermott right now.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. Now, here's Sal Capaccio with Buffalo Bills head coach, Sean McDermott.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott joins me now on the West Her Hotline. Coach, last time we spoke, it was before Thanksgiving, so I hope that you and your family had a terrific Thanksgiving.
We did. I appreciate you asking about that and hope the same for you and everyone out there as well.
All right. Thank you very much for that. And, of course, you guys coming off a big victory against the Pittsburgh Steelers. For you to be on the sidelines when your team is controlling the ball like that on the ground, what does it do for you as a head coach to see that and know that your team is physical the way you want them to be and absolutely controlling and dominating the game like that?
Yeah, that's what we want to be. We want to be the more physical team. Being all about toughness in particular this time of year, mentally and then in this case physically as well. So I'm really proud of the way that the guys executed that last weekend.
You and in the victory, your 94th regular season victory, that ties John Madden and Mike McCarthy for third most by a head coach in their first 9 seasons. You got to be there 9 years to make it happen, but to be in the same breath as a guy like John Madden who's done so much for the game, how cool is that?
Yeah, first time hearing of this, but that's a great honor. Like I've always said, it's never about one person. It's about the team, and it's a real humble piece to be recognized with John Madden and all those great coaches. So grateful for the opportunity, grateful for every day that we have.
Speaking of honors, Christian Benford, AFC Defensive Player of the Week. And seems like he's really stepped up his game. We know he signed a nice contract extension in the offseason. What have you seen from the growth of Christian Benford since he's been here and even through this season specifically?
I think the one thing that you've seen, as you mentioned, is the growth and from the time he arrived through, you know, a year, whatever it is now for him. And it's been really fun to watch. And, you know, one of the things that he's had to adjust to is, you know, he was most of the time the field corner, before this season. And now he's, you know, moving around a little bit. And so that takes some time to adjust to and will continue to take some time. So, he does a really good job in all facets of the game.
And then Deion Dawkins is this year's nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year. And I think we've asked you about this before because he's been the nominee before. But for Deion to come here, same year that you got here, 2017, to see the impact that he's made on this community. I love his quote yesterday. I think he said something to the effect of, you know, what being available for people when they don't have others available to them is very important to him. And just your experience of being around Deion and having that mindset.
Yeah, you know, it's been fun to watch this player, this person, Deion, just develop over the years. Who would have ever thought, you know, in that draft that here's this young man from Temple and the impact he would make on not only the organization but our community here in Buffalo. And again, those are the things that's what lasts, right? The impact that a player makes or anybody makes for that matter in their community. And I couldn't be more proud to know him and be proud of the way he's handled his platform here in Buffalo.
Sean, I know that it's more of a personnel side of things, but obviously a lot's happened over the last 24 hours with claiming Darius Slay, him not reporting, Jamarcus obviously now on the Texans. Is there any clarity from your standpoint, anything you know of with Darius Slay's situation?
None that I know, that I'm aware of. I'm really focused on coaching this game in the next couple of days here. Obviously unfortunate the way that thing went down, and I'm a big Jamarcus Ingram fan and forever will be here, so I'm pulling for him.
Okay, Coach. Well, you do have a game on Sunday, and there's an injury report that we need to get to here. A few guys that have not practiced this week, and a couple others showing up as limited. Is there anybody today that you know will not play in the game on Sunday?
Yes, so we have a couple. So we've got Joey Bosa. We'll not practice today. He'll be out for the game. And the same for Terrell Bernard. Won't practice and will be out as well.
Okay, I see a couple of DNPs then for Joshua Palmer. Is he going to practice today?
Will not practice. He'll be listed as doubtful for the game.
Okay, and then you have Deion progressing through the protocol and Spencer Brown, who's been limited. How have they kind of gone throughout the week and where you see them?
So Deion cleared concussion protocol, so he should be good to go, barring anything popping up today. We're confident in Deion. The other, the Spencer piece, he'll be limited today, and we'll see where it goes as we get through the day here.
Okay, Dalton Kincaid had a hamstring injury, and then he shows up with knee as well. We see a brace on him yesterday. Is that something new that's happened? Is that part of the hamstring injury? Can you kind of just give us a little clarity on that?
Yeah, great question. It's a little bit probably more complex than us lay people, non-medical people know about here, just in terms of, one thing kind of affected a little bit of the other. And he's had the knee. He's kind of worked himself. If you go back to the beginning of the year, training camp included, got away from the knee, hamstring shows up. And so over the course of trying to get the hamstring right, the knee has popped up again here. That's what I'm being told, at least. So that's my medical explanation of what he's dealing with.
And he'll practice today, though, in some capacity, Coach?
He'll be limited today, yes.
Okay, and then finally, A.J. Epenesa yesterday, he is standing off with a foot injury, did not practice. I know you didn't rule him out for the game. What is his status?
Yeah, he'll be full. He should be fine. A little something popped up over the off hours there, so he should be fine.
Okay, Bills head coach Sean McDermott. Let's get into the Cincinnati Bengals real quick, Coach. Obviously, a team here that you have a healthy respect for and what they've been able to accomplish in the AFC and against your team specifically. Joe Burrow, a tough guy to defend, a lot of receivers. What do you see from this Bengals offense, especially since Burrow's come back?
Yeah, an elite quarterback and the impact of an elite quarterback. I mean, the thing about it is, even though, they didn't have Joe Burrow, they were scoring a lot of points even without him with their personnel, the two receivers that lead that effort and then beyond that. And, Coach Taylor does a great job of scheming defenses and whatnot. And now you add Joe Burrow back to the mix and they're really undefeated as a team with him under center.
You said the other day, you know your team's backs are against the wall in reference to a question about, inconsistent play. It can't be inconsistent anymore. This is an AFC matchup. You guys are obviously in a situation where you're trying to get every win here. Tiebreakers matter. AFC opponents matter. How critical is this game and to have it at home in front of your fans to make a difference?
Yeah, it's great to play at home, man. It's been a while since we've been here. We love playing here. Our fans are bar none the best in the NFL, and we're going to need them. I mean, this is going to be a great challenge for us and a great football game, and we got to go out and play our best football, as you said, backs to the wall, like we talked about last week. No different this week. Same mindset, same approach.
All right, and then we're going to have Pat Hammer on a little while, Coach. I think we're having a little snow globe. A little snow's going to be falling on Sunday. It's going to be a little cold out there. So Buffalo football, right, in December, and going to get after it at Highmark Stadium. So good luck on Sunday.
I appreciate it. Have a great weekend, Sal.
All right, you too. Thank you. That is Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott. The only two players who are ruled out of this game are Joey Bosa and Terrell Bernard. I think that's pretty encouraging. Dalton Kincaid is going to be limited again today. He said it's a little bit more complex than just did something happen, or is it just an extension of other things happening? Working on the knee, then the hamstring comes up. You work on the hamstring, then the knee comes up a little bit, so it's all kind of intertwined there. And then good news that A.J. Epenesa should be fine. Should be able to go. I don't think from his answer there, I didn't get any sense that they're worried about Epenesa not playing at all, right?
No. He, word for word, he'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's good because they're thin without Bosa, too. So
no doubt about it. I still think, now, without Bosa, the team will need another defensive end. I'm guessing Morgan Fox gets elevated here this weekend. I'm not sure. That will have to happen by 4 p.m. tomorrow. I mean, it could be Shaq Lawson. It could be both for all we know, right? But I'm guessing we see Morgan Fox for the first time. If you're going to, if it's an edge-setting defensive end, you might say it's Shaq Lawson, but a guy that has to help get to the passer, that would be, because you're losing Bosa, that would have to be, to me, a guy like Morgan Fox, who's been here for several weeks. The guy's had 15 and a half sacks over the last 3 years. Who would have known? Would you ever known that, right? When he signed? But he has, so we'll see about that. Okay. Bills-Bengals, 1 p.m. I asked an interesting question on X yesterday that I got a lot of great responses on, and I'm going to ask you again and throw it out there, and you can go online. You can respond to me there. What was your first? Check out the tweet, and then you can respond there. instead of taking calls on it here because we got to get to Pat Hammer. What's your like most memorable Bills Bengals game or moment? And what's your first ever? I think kind of, you know how sometimes you have a slight memory about something, Joe, like a game, like, yeah, I kind of remember that. I don't really totally remember that. My first Bills Bengals memory was actually the playoff game of 1981, January of 82.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
I don't totally remember the game, but I remember the Bengals were really good. The Bills go there, they lose 28-21. I couldn't tell you the score without looking it up. It's 28-21 because the next week the Bengals played the Chargers in what was called the Ice Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think, I shouldn't say it. Maybe it wasn't called the Ice Bowl. The Ice Bowl is another game that's famous, but it was one of the coldest games in NFL history. The Bills lost to the Bengals, and the next week, the Bengals played the Chargers, San Diego at the time, come to Cincinnati, and they play one of the coldest games in history. And I remember the Bengals coach at the time, his name was Forrest Gregg, and they said, man, what'd you tell your guys to deal with the cold? And he goes, I told him it's like going to the dentist. It's going to hurt for a little while, but you got to deal with it, mm-hmm. and you'll be better for it. I'm like, all right, that works for me. I always remember something like that.
That's awesome.
And then several years later, 7 years later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Bills, after having some down years, they win the AFC East. They win a playoff game at home against the Houston Oilers. They go to Cincinnati again in the playoffs. and they lose to Icky Woods and the Icky Shuffle, and the Bengals, this is the AFC Championship now. People forget, Bills went to four straight Super Bowls. They went to the AFC Championship 2 years before that started.
Right.
And they lost. The Bengals go to the Super Bowl again for the second time, just like they did in 81. They lose the Niners. So they lost to the Niners the year that they beat the Bills in the playoffs. They lost to the Niners the year they beat the Bills in the playoffs. Wow, that was a handful for me to say. That was 81 and 88. And then, of course, they come here and play in the playoffs a few years ago, and they beat the Bills again. All time, these two teams have played 34 games against each other. Shout out to Derek Kramer, who told me that yesterday. I didn't realize that, so I look it up. Counting playoffs, 34. You know what their records are?
They're dead even, aren't
17-17.
They?
17-17.
Yeah.
That includes playoffs.
That's
but
crazy.
The playoff record, 3 wins for the Bengals, none for the Bills.
Yeah.
That's been the
It's like the Chiefs-Bills critical. Regular season. Like, it's the same
yes.
conversation, right?
It has been. Of course, not as much and as often lately.
Right.
But in this run, for sure. 803-0550 with Pat Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist, after this timeout on WGR. We always love talking with Pat. There's no doubt about it. But I think it becomes even more critical this time of year. The weather starts to turn. We get to Thanksgiving, December. You just never know what you're going to get in Western New York. I mean, I always joke that I've become the world's best amateur meteorologist to try and check on the weather and what's going on. But I rely on Pat to tell me, and I know a lot of you have been wondering as well, and especially considering this game was supposed to be a 4:25 p.m. start. It got switched to a 1 p.m. start. We're in December. You never know what you're going to get this time of year with the weather in Buffalo. So we bring him in now on the West Her Hotline. Good morning, buddy. I hope you had a great, great Thanksgiving.
I did. Very nice. But, you know, I'm glad we are speaking because the forecast for this Sunday has been, you know, changing a bit. So getting, you know, the latest out there for the game is critical because weather is going to have an impact on Sunday's game, Sal.
All right. Well, let's get right to it then. What do you see for Sunday? Then we'll talk a little bit about the weekend surrounding it as well. But what do you have for Sunday for us for a 1 p.m. kickoff?
So, even though we didn't like the outcome, this kind of has vibes from the last time the Bengals were here, where if you remember that playoff game where the field was kind of slippery. Remember that?
Oh, and I remember
had,
it, yeah.
Light snow. It may not be exactly like that, but it's kind of got that feel. In the morning, we're going to see light snow developing, and I think there's going to be pretty much some chances of light snow throughout the day Sunday. And, you know, I think the snow will actually be picking up a bit as we head towards game time. So luckily there's no wind, Sal. This is going to be just some light snow,
woo-hoo!
Some kind of festive decorative, but no wind. That's our nemesis this time of the year. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe an inch or two during the game. So, you know, they'll be having to clear it from the field. But, you know, nobody's going to get stuck. Nobody, you know, getting to and from the game should be okay. So this is not a major deal. But again, there will be snow falling probably throughout the game on Sunday.
What are the temps looking like?
So, okay, that's another good thing. It's not frigid, all right? This is, I mean, it's cold, but it's, you know, it's 30 degrees at kickoff, maybe 32, and then falling just a few degrees throughout the game. I'm just trying to envision if this is playing better for us having a 1 o'clock game versus a 4:30.
I was going to ask you that question. I was going to ask you, if the game wasn't moved, would it have been drastically different?
I think the snow will begin tapering off starting at 4:30. So this might have made the game a bit snowier.
Okay.
Having been flexed to 1 o'clock. Yeah, I do think that.
I still like, so. I'd rather have the 1 o'clock game. Plus the temperatures would have dropped more, right? I mean, you're talking about 4:30 to 7:30.
Oh. 100%. In fact, that is a very good point. So I amend my thought there. It is going to get really cold again Sunday night and Monday. Sunday night and Monday are going to be like today, temperature-wise, okay? So this Arctic air that we had this morning,
it's
you know,
cold.
Single digits,
yeah.
That kind of weather is coming back next week, Monday. So that cold air is arriving Sunday night. So had there been a 4:30 kickoff, despite maybe not as much snow falling, it would have been a whole lot colder for a 4:30 game. That is for sure. Good point.
So, Pat Hammer, by the way, joining us in the Western Hotline, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. Looking at the weekend, I have a couple of questions for you. Number one, just how will it be in general for anybody here? We have a lot of Christmas stuff going on this weekend. I know there's several holiday parties. There's foundations and events. I have a couple I have to go to tonight. And then I just had George Halkovich and Mark Schmidt on a big game at UB tomorrow at 2 p.m. What are we looking like if people want to come to the game? They want to do stuff out and about. There's Christmas markets going on. How's the weekend look?
Yeah, so one of the things that I think we've kind of noticed since Thanksgiving that we've got some cold. We've had lots of opportunities for snow, but there hasn't been like a lot. So, and I think that's going to be the case again this weekend. We are going to see snow tomorrow as well. There is going to be a little lake effect coming in probably later in the morning and into the afternoon. It's not going to last all that. Well, there might be some light snow throughout the day, but what I'm trying to say is the amounts tomorrow will not be heavy. We're talking maybe an inch or so, maybe a little bit more. But that's kind of, there's an opportunity of that throughout the day. So, and, it probably will affect most of the area. So expect some light snow tomorrow. Tomorrow's temperatures, though, a little warmer. We're going to bounce up to the mid to upper 30s tomorrow. That snow tapers down. Tapers off, I would say, tomorrow evening. And then there's no snow Saturday night. So we should have dry weather for anything that you're doing festivity-wise Saturday night, no travel issues. But then Sunday is when that snow ramps up again. So, yeah, it's going to be kind of a snowy weekend, Sal. But Sunday looks a little snowier than Saturday at this point.
All right, what are we looking at heading into next week?
Okay, so next week, you brought up Thanksgiving, which is kind of when all this started, right? On the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, it was snowing like crazy. And then, of course, we had... which I thought just kind of added to the atmosphere for the holidays. Next week, this is kind of got old-fashioned winter feel to it, okay? Next week looks cold as well, and it starts off Monday with a repeat of what we had today. We're gonna have a high on Monday of like 20, so it's actually going to be colder. And then Monday night into Tuesday, we're down into the single digits once again. Then we have a chance of light snow on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. All right. The snow on Wednesday, it may warm up a bit where it possibly mixes with a little rain, but probably just generally some snow. The difference though with Wednesday's snow, it's going to come with wind. So we're going to have kind of a windy, snowy day on Wednesday, a chance of some light snow again Thursday, and then another attack of Arctic air next weekend. So this cold is holding. It's not going anywhere. There is no thaw coming. Winter is really locking in, and it looks like it's going to stay that way, through next week, even leading, I know it's getting out there, even leading to the holidays. So, this has got a real, cold, snowy feel,
Let me ask you this. I know it's tough this time of year because the lake effect and all that, but the Bills games are all in the Northeast, right? I mean, like you have a game here, then you have a game in New England, then you have a game in Cleveland,
right.
Then it's Christmas, then back here. Like, is this impacting the whole Northeast, or are we a little different here because of the lake and all that?
No. I think it could impact. Yeah, from Cleveland to New England, like you said, the cold is here for everyone. Kind of hard to pinpoint when the snow is going to fall, but yeah, this is not unique to Western New York. I mean, and by the way, this cold is kind of headline making in that it's kind of the whole region, and it's long lasting, right? I mean, again, we talk about cold. It's going to warm up in a couple days and blah blah blah. This is cold that's hanging around here and in Cleveland and in New England. So there may be more impactful wintry games to close out the season for sure.
I'm eyeing that New England game next week, 1 p.m. In Foxborough, and then the Bills go to Cleveland. But how about this? I read this. A reporter, Joe Shad, who covers the Dolphins. So the Dolphins next week, the Dolphins play Monday Night Football in Pittsburgh, okay? And he wrote, long-range forecast for Dolphins at Steelers, 29 degrees, real feel of 15, chance of sleet or freezing rain for the Dolphins at Steelers Monday night on the 15th.
I see that. That's
crazy.
That's a pretty good.
Oh,
it's crazy.
I hate it.
I know.
I don't mind for them. I would hate it for us, obviously, if I had to be in it.
Sitting out in that for four quarters, no thanks.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, this is the whole cold air that's going to be around for everyone. So including, Dolphins. Geez. That's going to be a shell shock for them. This is going to be an interesting next couple weeks leading up to Christmas. And, I think there's just as much of an opportunity for cold and snow in Cleveland and New England as it is here. So get ready.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, the good news is they have Sunday games, so we'll just keep talking on Fridays, and I'll talk to you again next week.
I love it. And, happy Thanksgiving, Sal. And, just layer up, my friend. Despite it not being that cold, the snow kind of makes it feel colder on Sunday.
I got it. I had like 4 layers on last week. I was good. I was good last week in Pittsburgh. It wasn't bad. It was a little chilly. It was pretty windy. The wind got you last week. The wind was biting a little bit last week, So wasn't that bad.
That's the one thing we don't have to deal with this Sunday is the wind. That's for sure.
Love that. All right, Pat. Thanks a lot, buddy. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
All right, that is Pat Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk about what's going on in the NFL this particular weekend. I can't believe it. It's already week 14 of the National Football League. All right, we got 5 minutes left here in the Norristown Automotive Extra Point Show on Buffalo Football Friday, brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino, call the 8s, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's Hometown Fuel, game day ready since 1922. Want to thank Paul Hamilton, George Halkovich, Mark Schmidt, Pat Hammer, and of course, Sean McDermott here all on a Buffalo Football Friday. All of it on demand, WGR550.com and the Odyssey app. Some of you said, Sal, thank you so much for the explanation on the Darius Slay waivers, rules, all that I went through first half hour of the show. All of that is on demand. You can find it, WGR550.com. Check it out. Thank you very much for that, and I hope you do that so you can be more clear and have clarity on the rules of waivers and what happened and what it means going forward for the Buffalo Bills. Sean McDermott ruled out when he was on with me for the game on Sunday. Joey Bosa and Terrell Bernard. Joshua Palmer will not practice today again, and he will be ruled doubtful. So, leaning like he's not going to play. We'll see. I also say, for all of you who said, oh my God, another guy injured at practice. He basically said AJ Epenesa did not get hurt at practice. He said off hours. That's what he said. Off hours.
Yes.
I mean, he could have tripped going down his own stairs. I don't know. But
stubbed a toe.
Ice.
Anything.
Who knows, right?
Yeah.
Icy out. Anyway, he didn't get hurt at practice. So... but he's going to play. It looks like he'll be fine.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com.
La, 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 la.
DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
So that's good news there with AJ Epenesa. All right, last night, week number 14, got started with the Lions beating the Cowboys 44-30, kind of basically almost putting a nail into the Cowboys' kind of playoff chances, I guess, here. When you look at it, and you look at the NFC standings right now, and the Cowboys would be sitting 6-6. They have to get to 9 wins for the 7 seed right now. So I think you can kind of write them off. The Lions, though, huge win for them to get to 8-5 as they try to stay alive in the NFC North race. Let's start it off on Sunday. Seahawks at Falcons. Seahawks 9-3 in the NFC West, taking on the NFC South Falcons at 4-8, having a disappointing season. Seahawks are one of the better teams in the league right now, and good job by Mike McDonald, and turning that team around where they are right now. Steelers at Ravens is a huge, huge game. What's Lamar's situation? Is he playing? I think he's playing.
I think he's going to play.
But he's missed practice this week.
He's missed practice, and he's clearly been playing through injury for the past couple weeks. He does not look like himself at all.
No, and if the Ravens could just run the ball the way the Bills did, they'll be fine. But if they put him in a situation where they can get after him, the Steelers, they'll want to do that. Both teams 6-6. Winner takes control of the AFC North. Titans at Browns. You know, both teams... not good, but both teams can play some defense. We'll see what happens. Shedeur Sanders starting again for the Browns. Cam Ward's looked a lot better, but they only have one win on the year. Titans at Browns at 1 p.m. Bills play at the Browns in a couple of weeks. Colts at Jags. And yes, I know the Jags tweeted biggest game in franchise history. I guess that's some sort of joke from inside the building or whatever. I'm not really sure. But either way, it is a big game, not the biggest game in their history. But both teams 8-4 in the AFC South, Colts and Jags. Daniel Jones playing through a broken leg. We'll see what happens there. But man, the loser here could fall out of the AFC playoff picture entirely, I think, or at least close to it. Commanders at Vikings. Jaden Daniels, it looks like, is coming back. 3-9 Commanders at 4-8 Vikings. Boy, this season has not been what the Vikings thought it would be. How about the Dolphins at the Jets? Temps around 40 degrees. So not terribly cold, but cold for Dolphins standards. Jets have now won 3 of their last 4 after starting 0-8 on the season. We'll see what happens in this one for two teams in the AFC East. One in the Dolphins still trying to get back in the playoff picture if they can in their last few games, and one for the Jets trying to, you know, build something and see a lot about their guys towards the end of the year. Saints at Buccaneers, NFC South. Saints at 2-10. Buccaneers getting back Mike Evans, it looks like, this week, 7-5. They're a good football team. They'll still matter here at the end, but boy, that NFC is tough, no matter which way you slice it. Divisions, wild card, and trying to get in. Broncos at Raiders, 10-2 at 2-10. Can the Raiders pull the upset? That'd be great for the Bills if the Bills have any design whatsoever on still trying to win the division, which it's still possible, but either way, it might not matter. Broncos, 10-2. And they're a good football team, but they live life on the edge sometimes, for sure. Rams at Cardinals. I think the Rams are going to probably be really, really upset after what happened last week in Carolina, and I'd look for them to beat Arizona pretty handily here, but you never know. Weird games happen in these divisional contests. 3-9 for the Jacoby Brissett-led Arizona Cardinals. Bears at Packers. This is the game that was flexed out of 1 p.m. into 4:25 for the Bills-Bengals. Bills-Bengals, by the way, on Fox, which is kind of weird for a two AFC teams matchup, goes from 4:25 p.m. to 1 p.m. Bears-Packers goes to 4:25 p.m., so that's spread out to the country. Bears with Caleb Williams at 9-3. Packers with Jordan Love, 8-3-1. Interesting game between the two teams, the longest standing rivalry in the National Football League. Texans at Chiefs. If you listen to the Chiefs coaches this week, you feel like you're going to win 70-0. I mean, like Andy Reid's like, yep, we're going to go out there and win 5 games in a row. He said something like that.
Tickle your tonsils.
Tickle your tonsils on the way. And then you had Steve Spagnuolo say it was the best non-helmet practice I've ever seen. about something.
They're
earlier
selling
this week.
High on themselves
they are,
right
they
now.
They are. They're trying to get their guys. I think they're getting their guys into a mindset. That's what it's trying to be, actually. Texans are tough, though, right? 7-5 Texans at the 6-6 Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. I hate saying it, folks, but I think if you're a Bills fan, you got to root for the Chiefs here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if the Bills lose, especially root for the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, because you don't want to go anywhere near Texans and in Houston, too.
No, what I'm saying is because then the Texans could jump you for the playoff spot.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Right?
Yeah.
But even if the Bills win, you could be faced with playing the Texans in the playoffs.
Right.
But the Bills need to take care of business first. Eagles at Chargers, that's Monday night. We'll have that for you when I talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks a lot to Joe Kelly, Owen Parker, and you. Have a great weekend. Bills, Bengals, Sunday, all day here on WGR, and of course, the Bills Radio Network. And of course, Sabres tonight, 7 p.m. on WGR. Pregame at 6, puck drops at 7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.